Yeah, ain't nothing changed but the weather. If I change, I'ma change for the better. You know the deal, money come, money go. I'ma get a rain, sleet, hell, snow. Yeah, I'm talking about. Ain't nothing changed but the weather. If I change, I'ma change for the better. You know the deal, money come, money go. I'ma get a rain, sleet, hell, snow. Yeah, I'm talking about. HBK, Young Soo D. Man, how about that van straight to the stage? Turn up in range, then I get paid. My nigga says, just went platinum and I'm fresh off going gold. I look younger than ever, but got money like I'm old.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and my name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget, you can check out the Tariq Elite Radio Show every Wednesday at TariqRadio.com. Spread the word. Let everybody know. It's at TariqRadio.com. Now, today's show, we're going to chop up some good game, as we usually do. The topic for today's show is, what is a stable relationship? We're going to go into that, and we're going to take some calls from the listeners right here on Tariq Radio, and we'll be right back after these quick messages.
Do you want to get some real good game by this generation's version of Iceberg Slim? Well, you need to check out my boy Boss Hog Macaroni, also known as Kevin Derek Gentry. You can get all of his books at Amazon.com. Kevin Derek Gentry also offers one-on-one coaching and counseling for that good game. You can call him directly at 404-207-5640 or 1-800-235-0851. Or check out his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com and XPimpTellsAll.com. Beyond Beauty Boutique. You need to let Beyond Beauty Boutique maximize the beauty in you, delivering the best in Malaysian, Brazilian, and Peruvian virgin hair. You can get top quality hair at an affordable price. Get 10% off and free shipping right now at virginhairbundles.org. Again, that's virginhairbundles.org.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
We are back right here on Tariq Elite Radio, and I am Mr. Tariq Elite. Speaking of Tariq Elite, don't forget to go to TariqElite.com to get all the fresh gear. You can get the Tariq Elite International sunglasses. Those are still on sale right now. You can get that popping. Get those international sunglasses at TariqElite.com and get all the clothes at TariqElite.com. And don't forget to go to Hidden Colors Film to get Hidden Colors 1 and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, and again, the phone number to call in is 818-850-5404. I'm going to have some of the listeners call in with some of your questions. And before I get some of the calls, I know a lot of people wanted me to touch on the Michael Dunn trial, and I talked about that on this week's Ustream show. On my Ustream show, you guys can go to ustream.tv and type in Tariq Elite Show, and you can listen to my commentary on that. I had a real deep commentary about the whole Michael Dunn trial, and I don't want to rehash that. I just want you guys to listen to that. I know some people wanted me to touch on it on tonight's show, and you can also go to YouTube and find it too. A lot of my videos are posted up on YouTube, and I go real deep into that, talking about the Michael Dunn trial, the Jordan Davis trial. And let me touch on that, a little bit on that for 1 second, but let me get a call real quickly. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Okay, look, if y'all call up, take the dildo out your ass. This person sounded like they were doing some self-anal gratification. Don't call up to the show making noises. I'm trying to flow here. Y'all messing up my flow. Call up the show when you get your mind and your phone together. Let me get another call. I don't want y'all to mess up my flow here. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, is this Tariq Show?
This is Tariq Show. Who is this?
Oh, it's Miguel at the Bay Area. I was when you were young, your fearless approach, like, how do you, like, approach life, like, without fear? Where'd you get that from?
How do I approach, like, women without fear?
Oh, like, just life in general, like, without fear.
Oh, how do you approach life in general without fear? Well, the thing is, you got to stop being afraid of the unknown. You approach it without fear because just understand, nothing is going to happen to you. Nothing bad. When you approach life, the worst thing that's going to happen to you is somebody says no. And once you learn to dust the word no off your shoulders, you're going to be good to go. Even approaching a job, a career, or a lady, the worst that person can do is say no. And when you realize the word no is not going to make you roll over and die, and you're not going to blow up, and you're not going to turn into ashes, you keep on going. Don't be afraid of no. Just keep campaigning until you get a yes. And that's all you have to understand. You feel me?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. His phone was a little bit janky, too. But like I was saying about the Dunn trial, again, I'm not going to go too deep into it, but let me say this, black folks, one thing that black folks are going to have to stop doing, you're going to have to stop doing all this marching and going to courthouses with this no justice, no peace bullshit. Going to courthouses, like I was looking at the Michael Dunn trial, and they had a bunch of kids, black kids, walking around the courthouse, in front of the courthouse, with signs screaming, no justice, no peace. That we're going to stop have to wait. We're going to have to stop wasting our energy on that. We're going to have to stop wasting our energy on things that just don't work. Standing outside of a courthouse with a sign talking about no justice, no peace, that has never worked. That has never gotten justice. That's just going through the motion. I respect people's enthusiasm of them wanting to do something. But black folks are going to have to learn when some shit ain't working and when it is working. We keep doing shit that don't work. That marching stuff don't work. And to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, it really never worked. It didn't work in the 60s, to be honest. They keep promoting those marches in the 60s as if they really worked. It wasn't those marches that worked. It wasn't all those Dr. King marches that really got the dominant society to try to make some concessions. That wasn't it. And I'm not trying to minimize the significance of Dr. King. He had a tight mouthpiece and he was very significant with bringing awareness to what was going on. I'm definitely not trying to minimize his role as a civil rights leader, but it wasn't those marches that made the dominant society give concessions. That didn't work then. That's why they have no problem promoting that now. Having the 50-year anniversary march and all that stuff, they have no problem promoting that because they know it's harmless. The thing that worked, and this is why they don't promote it, were the black youth out there in the streets kicking in dirt. They were kicking up dirt, kicking up sand, burning shit up. They were putting in work. It was the youth that was scaring the dominant society, like the Black Panthers, all of those people, the H-Rap Browns, the people that they now label radical. Those are the ones that really made the change because people were afraid of them. They didn't have them under control. And we talked about that a little bit in Hidden Colors 2. Definitely check out Hidden Colors 2. But it was people, the youth out there putting in work, and they were giving them the business. And when you look at, do research about how they were getting down, those cats were sniping police officers from windows. I mean, they were really putting in work in the 60s. They never talk about that. They never promote that. And there's a reason why. They let you think that it was just them marching and the dominant society said, okay, we feel bad about them marching. We'll give you a bone. We'll take down the segregation signs. And that wasn't it. Don't let them fool you. And I'm not saying start picking people off from rooftops and all that, but I'm just saying we got to stop doing things that do not work. And another thing that black folks are going to have to stop doing, especially the victims of some of these young men and women who get caught up in white racial violence, legalized white supremacy violence, the families of some of these people are going to have to stop getting on the news and getting on television talking about, I forgive Zimmerman, I forgive Michael Dunn. That's what Jordan Davis's family was doing. They were on the news talking about how much they forgive Michael Dunn for shooting their kid. Trayvon Martin's family was doing the same thing. I forgive Zimmerman. Black folks, you're going to have to stop doing that because you're doing it. You're not doing it even from a moral higher ground. You're doing it out of fear. There's an innate fear black people have. When people kick you in the ass, you feel a need to apologize for having your ass in the way. You got to stop we got to get off that passive mindset. Got to stop apologizing for these people killing our kids and practicing systematic white supremacy. You'll never get respect that way. because the Michael Dunns, they don't forgive nothing. The Zimmermans, they don't forgive nothing. As a matter of fact, George Zimmerman, recently, he's going on all the news channels playing the victim role. He's literally, he's pissing on the grave of Trayvon Martin. I mean, he's going on all of these news channels talking about how he's so victimized and he's getting over it and he wants to help other victims who are like him. I mean, just real disrespectful. And we're forgiving people like that? No, no, no. We got to get off that bullshit. Because they're not forgiving anything. And we got to stop acting passive. Because I don't buy all that fake morality stuff when it comes to the dominant society whooping our ass. We get all churchy, preachy, gospel-y. But we don't do that with other black folks. Another black person does something you don't like, you hold a grudge against them forever. You stomp them in the goddamn ground. But when white folks shoot your kids, you all forgiving and loving and let the Lord handle it. No, 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 no. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. Y'all got to stop all that passive nonsense and put in work. And again, I respect people's enthusiasm. We want to know the answers. People want to know how to deal with systematic white supremacy. And a lot of people just don't know. You don't know the answer. That's why we have to dialogue. There has never been a national dialogue about how to deal with white supremacy in this country. That's because the dominant society hasn't co-signed it. Black folks got to get out of the habit of waiting for the dominant society to co-sign something for them. Black folks are bad about that, wanting them to co-sign something for them. Let me get a couple of calls real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is Jay from Oakland.
What's up, Playboy? How you doing, fam?
I'm chilling. Yourself, man. Congratulations on your first birthday.
Yeah, my son's first birthday. Absolutely. Much respect. So what's on your mind, fam?
Hey, man, I was just talking with a couple people at work the other day, and we were just talking about, like, what race with sport.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a good topic to, especially how the media covers, because there's two things, just quick, was that if you notice, the most disciplined, the sports where they stress the discipline the most are basketball and football.
Exactly.
That's the one where it seems like you're always hearing about discipline, even though, you know, baseball, they have team fights.
Right, right.
Hockey fighting is part of the game.
Exactly.
Another thing was how the media covers the families of the players. Every time I look, when you look at black players, they always show they mama.
Yeah, I talked about that on the show. They usually show, they love promoting the single moms. They love putting the basketball player's mama on the camera with them.
Always. I can't name a white player where I've seen that.
Never.
They parents, unless their dad played the game.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
You never see their mom. They always show their wives. The white players, they always show their wives.
Exactly. No matter who it is, a good example is Kurt Warner.
Yeah,
she was unattractive, but they showed and had the story of how she was behind them the whole time and,
exactly.
And all that.
There's a show on TV now where this basketball, what's his name? He's a basketball player. It's on the OWN network. His mama, she used to be a basketball player, but they got this basketball player's mama. They gave her a reality show. They gave Iverson's mom, they gave her a reality show, a thing on TV One back in the day.
Always.
Yeah, so again, that's a common thing.
And part of that is kind of us to blame in that a lot of the moms, they don't see that, so they really extra show out because they want the thing.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Not putting it on them.
And also, that's another way of showing the black man as a child. And I talked about that.
Exactly.
To show him as
instead
a big
of
old
a leader
kid.
Of a family.
Exactly.
You
that,
know?
You show him and his mom, that shows him as a big old baby Huey child, and he's not really a man. So there's a lot of mind tricks that they do there.
And I just want to give you props, man. The Hidden Colors, I have a new child myself. And you know, and the Hidden Colors is definitely a good basis for what, you know, I really want to teach my daughter.
Absolutely.
When she's old enough to look at, because we're going to have history lessons at home.
Yes, indeed.
And do reports on movies, and that's definitely one of them.
Yes, indeed.
We're really going to look at it for props, brother.
Much respect, man. Thanks for the call. There you go. Let's get one more call before I get back into the game. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Flex? It's your boy, James, out of Long Beach, man.
What's up, James, out of LBC? How you doing, man? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good, man. First off, man, happy birthday to your little boy, man, and all that good stuff.
Much respect.
And, second, man, I got a quick question, man. I'm dealing with a female, and she kind of always is, like, on Instagram, Facebook, and et cetera, like constantly kind of checking it, updating shit like that. And I want to sometimes just take that phone and just break it and just throw it away. But I kind of want to hang in there. I've hit it already. But I'm kind of like, you know, well, what's up with the phone, baby? Are we out and about, or are we just going to sit on the phone and just text and play this game?
Yeah, you got to charge that to the game because, you know, Instagram and all that stuff, it is kind of addicting, you know, so that's just a thing. A lot of people are like that, so it ain't just her. So I wouldn't say charge her to the game because you get another female who's just as bad as her. So that's just kind of a thing now, so don't even trip on that. Don't be no jealous nigga, though, no, because you sound like you about to check her because you think she on there hollering at some other dudes. So I hope you didn't get sprung because she didn't let you hit it one good time, did you?
I mean, to be honest with you, I did. Uh-oh. I ain't gonna lie. I got the shit bones coming up right now.
That's what it sounds like.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's what it sounds like, my dude. How many times have you hit it?
I've hit it about a good 5 times or more.
Okay.
I mean, I put it down, but it's like at the same time, it's like, well, shit, we out, we enjoying the atmosphere, we eating. You constantly looking at shit. You on Instagram. Let me take a picture of this. And I'm just like, man, fuck all that picture shit. Put the phone down. Let's chill. We get this one-on-one convo. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, shit, I need to hit this shit later on the night, too. You know what I mean?
So how do you feel when you think she's talking to other dudes? How does that make you feel?
It kind of makes me feel, oh, shit, I hear that music in the background. Goddamn. I'm flapping through the air right now. I got my cape on.
I tried to sneak it in on you.
Yeah, you got me good with that.
Oh, man.
I got to keep it 100, though, man. I'm kind of like, well, shit, you know, is it great on the other side of the fence or this broad or brick?
So look, just enjoy the sex. Don't get too sprung. Don't let her think that she got you whipped, which sound like she does, because those LBC chicks, they be putting it in. But just keep it real mackish, man. Don't try to check her, because if you start checking about who she's on Instagram with and all that, she's going to start getting repelled a little bit. So just keep it real mackish on her. You feel me?
Okay, one more thing, Flex. Can you take me out with a get out of here, nigga?
Hold on. I'm going to hit you up because you got to get out of here for simping like that. You feel me?
Get out of here, you damn nigga.
All right, brother. My man tried to, he tried to sound gangsta and G with it, but I felt that simping in his spirit. I felt that simping in his spirit, family. Anyway, I digress. But like I was saying, family, I was talking about how black folks are going to have to start reacting to some of these trials like the Michael Dunns and all that stuff. And again, I know we want to do something to challenge the system. And again, I really want y'all to listen to my Ustream show where I broke that down. Because a lot of black folks are trying to figure out what to do. Should all black people leave Florida? And I talked about that on Sunday. It ain't just Florida. Where are you going to go? That systematic racism and white supremacy is all over the country. Systematic white supremacy is all over. Not just the country, it's all over the world. Because you have black people talking about we should go to Africa. Look, they got us first over in Africa. They got the Africans first. Systematic white supremacy is over there too. And plus, a lot of the Africans who come over here, you see how they program them before they even get over here. We talked about that in Hidden Colors too, how they get the African immigrants and they let them know, don't fuck with those African Americans because they don't want us reaching out to one another in Africa and over here. So they let the Africans know, we let your ass over here. Don't get too cozy with them niggers over there. Don't get too cozy with the black Americans. That's why those African immigrants, they don't fuck with black folks over here like that, to be honest. Those African immigrants, some of them, they'll call the police on you faster than white folks. Go stand outside an African immigrant's house. He'll be on the phone with 911. Hello, is this 911? I'd like to make an anonymous tip. Yes, this is 911. What kind of a tip would you like to make? Yes, there are 3 niggas standing outside of my home. They look like they are up to no good. Send a patrol car immediately. Yeah, they'll tell on your ass. So you're going to have to learn how to deal with systematic white supremacy. And we've never had a national dialogue about it. And that's something that we're going to have to do. That's the inevitable. But anyway, I digress. Now let's get into the game. What we're talking about today, we're talking about what is a stable relationship, family? What's a stable relationship? See, let's talk about the timing in relationships. See, timing is everything. timing is everything in relationship, and timing is everything when it comes to dating, because a lot of cats, they want to talk about the Mackin game, they want to talk about dating, and sometimes I want to talk about more serious topics. Just like when I was on Instagram earlier, I was asking people, what do y'all want to talk about? And some people were like, man, we did a lot of this stuff is real heavy. Let's just talk about the Mackin. But all of this stuff has to do with dating and relationships. It all ties in when I talk about social issues. Mackin and sociology, it goes hand in hand. There's a time to drop game and there's a time to get serious about certain things. So timing is very important when it comes to dating. That's first of all. And all of this ties into stability. I'm going to break that down too. But I got an email from a young lady. And she was talking about a situation where she's in. She's dating this dude. And they're long distance. And the dude invited her to the city he's in. He's going to bring her out. And she said, look, the guy, he's staying with his uncle. He's trying to get it together. He don't have a sink in the house, a working sink, and the shower head in the house don't work. But he wants me to come down, and also he wants to send me back on the bus. So should I really go see him? Because we do plan on moving together once he gets out of college. And, you know, I really don't want to go out there under that situation, but he's acting real funny style, like we're not going to move together when he gets out of college. So he's kind of giving me an ultimatum. So she said, what should I do? I said, well, look, you need to stay your ass at home. Going out of town to a person's spot who they're living with somebody else and they ain't got no working shower and they ain't got no working sink and they're sending you back on the bus. Just stay home. Don't take a bus trip to some raggedy shit. The gentleman, you know, I'm not trying to shit on him because I don't know the man, but his shit ain't together right now. So he should get his shit right before he even invite females in from out of town to his spot. And that's how life works sometimes. Sometimes a person is just not stable at the moment. Sometimes a person, they just don't have their shit together. I've been there. Look, I lived in Compton with me and my buddy, we stayed at his uncle's spot. Real raggedy spot in Compton. I mean, filthy ass spot, but I didn't have nowhere else to live, so we stayed there. And I mean, this place was filthy, but it was a roof over the head. I can go shower, get my shit together, and then leave and try to get my shit together out there in the street. But when I was living in Compton in that raggedy, filthy ass place, the last thing I was going to do was invite a damn female over there. The last thing I was going to do was get a woman over there. That's the least romantic place ever. Not only am I in some raggedy shit, I'm in somebody else's raggedy shit. And just like this dude who the female sent the email about, he's not even in his own raggedy shit. He's in somebody else's raggedy ass spot trying to invite somebody to come down. So he should know better and she should know better. And I know she might just be a ride or die chick like, hey, let me, you know, I know the guy's struggling, but let me roll with him. But sometimes the timing ain't right. You got to wait till somebody get their shit together. Sometimes you got to wait till they at least get stable. Because when you just get with somebody, you don't need to make too many concessions too soon when you don't even know them yet. You really don't know a person's personal habits before you make all of these concessions. You're going out of town and you got to take a whole bath because they ain't got no running water, no sink. You don't want to deal with all that with somebody you just met. Because you don't know if the relationship is going to last. You don't know if that person is even worth doing all that for. So at this point, the young lady was basically making a lot of concessions just for an idea. The idea of a good relationship later on down the line. And the thing is, understand this. If a person is not yet stable with themselves, and notice I didn't say successful. If a person is not yet stable with themselves or even comfortable with themselves, I'm just saying stable. Meaning, stable meaning that you're an adult person who can take care of yourself. If you're not stable yourself, not successful, not comfortable, just stable. If you're not stable, your relationship ain't gonna be stable. That's just the reality of the game. If you're not stable and you're trying to get into relationships, the relationship ain't gonna be stable, family. And again, this ain't about money. This ain't about money, because the thing is, a lot of women don't mind if a guy can't take care of her at that moment. Some do, but a lot of women don't. A lot of women don't really trip if a dude can't take care of her at that moment. Some women are very sympathetic towards that. But it is an issue if the dude can't really take care of himself. If the dude can't take care of himself, now that's a damn issue. Because now the woman is going to, in a way, kind of compensate for him not being able to take care of himself. And that goes vice versa with some women in certain situations. And this is why I talk about sociology, because see, with black men, this can be problematic because of systematic white supremacy that's designed to prevent a lot of black males from taking care of families. Systematic racism prevents that to a certain degree. It's designed to keep men, black men, from raising their families properly. That's been designed. So this is why I tie in a lot of sociology, and I talk about a lot of race when it comes to dating and relationships, because it all ties in when it comes to black folks. So now the question of the day is, what is a stable relationship? What's a stable relationship? Now, some people might say a stable relationship is two people loving each other. That's a stable relationship. And that's not totally true. Two people loving each other, that's not necessarily a stable relationship, because two people can love each other, but the relationship can be extremely unstable. Two people can love each other and the relationship can be completely unstable. Like, for example, two people can love each other. A woman can love a man and a man can love a woman, but he's in prison and he ain't getting out in 15 years, and that nigga got him a prison wife, but he still loves his woman at home. So the love is there, but the relationship is not stable. That's not a stable relationship, because the circumstances makes it unstable. Some people say that a stable relationship is basically people accepting each other's differences and accepting their flaws. That's a stable relationship. And that's not quite a stable relationship, because women, you can be with a dude and you can accept abuse. He can be whooping your ass every day, but that's not going to make the relationship stable. This dude is just capitalizing off of your low self-esteem. Hell, black people accept white supremacy. That's a major flaw. That don't make the black community is the most unstable community there is. Black people totally accept white supremacy every single day. Totally accept it. And black folks are very unstable as a whole. So what is a stable relationship? Because many people have different definitions as to what they think a stable relationship is. So I have a universal definition of what a stable relationship is that can apply to basically all stable relationships. Stable relationship basically is a balanced relationship. It's all about balance. That's what a stable relationship is. It's about two people who balance each other out constructively. Let me say that again. A stable relationship is basically two people who constructively balance each other out. And don't leave out the word constructively, because that's the most important thing. You constructively balance each other out. Now, how do you maintain a balanced relationship? When you are emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually able to get into a relationship without exploiting it or depleting the relationship, that is balance. Let me say that one more time. When you are emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually able to get into a relationship without exploiting the relationship or depleting the relationship, that's balance. Because if you're not exploiting the relationship and you're not depleting the relationship, you become an asset to the relationship. You balance out your partner without taking too much away from them, without depleting all of their energy. Like the situation where the young man, his shit ain't together, but he's trying to date. If his shit ain't together and he dates a woman whose shit is together, he's going to deplete from her reserve. You understand what I'm saying? Now, certain situations are set up where you can date a person and not deplete their resources, but deplete the resources of another person. Some people can afford that. Some people can't. That's why the timing is very important. Like, for example, a guy might be a dude who's real sexual. This nigga just loves to fuck all the time. And if he dates a woman who ain't trying to do that, that's going to be somewhat of an exploitive relationship towards the woman. She's like, damn, nigga, I like you and everything, but I ain't trying to fuck four times a day. You tearing this pussy up. Is that all you want, nigga? Damn. You understand? So that's not going to be a balance, because the woman is going to feel exploited or depleted after a while. Now, if a guy who's very sexual gets with a woman who's a complete freak, who loves dick in her life all the time, well, that's going to be a balanced relationship. They're going to enjoy each other. That's balance. Now, some women out here, they might want a dude who's financially stable, a guy who can financially provide for them. Now, a dude who works at Cinnabons at the mall, he's going to be exploited and depleted if he gets with a woman like that, because he can't maintain that. If she wants a guy who can take care of her and make sure she's straight and all that, she can't get that from a guy who works at the mall. But if she's dating a baller who can take care of her and it's not going to really deplete all of his resources, that's a balanced relationship, as long as she's not trying to be exploitive, because there's nothing wrong with a woman wanting to be taken care of. There's nothing wrong with that. If she's going to do her part in the relationship, some dudes want a woman they can take care of. That's balance. So that's very important. You want to find somebody who you can get into a relationship with without exploiting them or without depleting their reserve of energy. And that's balance, and that's basically what a stable relationship is. And it's all about timing sometimes. Sometimes people are not in a position in their lives to provide certain things for you. And that's okay. That's okay. Just charge that situation to the game. Find somebody else, or just wait till that person gets their shit together. But again, you don't want to go into a situation where all your energy is going to be depleted from the gate. That's what you don't want to get into. And again, when you're in relationships, sometimes shit happens where the person is not in the same position they were when you first met them. That's okay, because you know the person, you've got a history with the person, you shouldn't dip out on the person. That's when your balance is still there. Y'all really help each other out. Y'all ride through the thick and thin. But don't get down with the program when it's thin at the gate. When the shit is thin coming out the gate and the shit is real raggedy coming out the gate, that's not a good look. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com. Get the international sunglasses at TariqElite.com. Look real fly. Get all the t-shirts and the hats and all that good stuff at TariqElite.com. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 and 2. Go to MacLessons.com to get all my pay-per-view specials, get all my other lecture DVDs, Tariq Elite Live in Miami, Tariq Elite Live in New York, Tariq Elite Live in Atlanta. Get all my lecture DVDs at MacLessons.com, and I'll holler at you guys this Sunday on Ustream. Peace.